DevOps is really starting from 2014, 15. People start talking about DevOps.
Yeah, I'm not sure about dates. I'm terrible with dates and things like that. So I'm not sure about when it started, but in fact, it's not something very new because, as I mentioned before, there was something called application lifecycle management, which is, let's say, the father of DevOps, if you will. And most or a lot of the concepts we have now in DevOps come from that practice, if you will, or discipline. And that's been around for forever. I don't know when it started, but it's been around for many, many years. And I think that DevOps is just an evolution of that, that now is getting more and more popular because companies realize that is something that basically you need to be doing if you want to be successful in the market, if you want to, you know, bring your products or services to the market in a quick time with higher quality and so on and so forth.
So as you said, the companies, they want to have a quality product, they should have DevOps or should have these practices. How about some small company, SME startup, they only have maybe 2 to 3 engineers. Do they still need DevOps or they should skip it?
They do. I think, in my opinion, they do need. And one thing I want to clarify is that when I talk about DevOps, I don't mean, you know, DevOps engineers or, you know, it's not DevOps for me, is not a role or it's not a department. It's a set of practices, processes, and tools. And most importantly, culture that you have in the company. You can be a single person company and still do DevOps, and you should. Obviously, you know, if the scale of the company or the organization changes, practices will change, processes will change, but DevOps is something that should apply to every single company and every size of the companies, no matter if you're big or small, because it's just what helps you in being more productive, being, you know, having higher quality and being faster to market.
So it now comes to another question, some people say, okay, DevOps means developer and operations. So I have heard from you that you want to talk about the culture, practice. So what is the definition of, from your point of view, DevOps?
Well, the definition I like to use when I talk about DevOps is something that Donovan Brown created a few years ago. And it says that DevOps is the union of people, processes, and products to give continuous value to your users or to your clients. And when we talk about people, it's all about culture. Because as you said, if you can have developers and you can have operations and you put them together, but if they don't know how to work together, that's not doing DevOps. That's just creating mess, right? So people is the most important part of the equation. You need to know how to do that. You need to develop the company culture that allows you to do proper DevOps. And to do that, you need the processes. This is the second part. So you need processes in place to say, okay, if this happened, do this. When this is completed, then go through this and so on and so forth. And then are the products, which basically means technologies and tools. And that comes last because you need to find the tools that, you know, that allow you to implement the processes you've defined, which are based on the culture you started with, right? And all of these, as the definition that I use say, is to enable the continuous delivery of value to your user, your clients, or whoever else. And then the definition of value, of course, it depends on the company, depends on the organization. Everyone has a different idea of what value is for them. So that is something that you need to define as a company, as an organization, or even as an individual. But then if you can find, you know, again, the tools, the processes, and the culture that allow you to do that continuously, to continuously increase and deliver value, then is when you do DevOps.
I see. So it is quite different from some, you know, just Wikipedia saying, okay, DevOps is this kind of tools. So for me, I have a lot of graduates that they are working as a programmer. They usually ask me, how do they maybe switch their career to DevOps or DevOps engineer. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice that they should start working with? Someone said it's about SurfAdmin, but how would you clarify?
Well, yeah, that is probably the most difficult question to answer, because when someone comes to me and says, okay, I'm a DevOps engineer, I really don't know what they're doing, because each company has a different definition of what a DevOps engineer is. And most of them have nothing to do with DevOps, right? Yeah. So I think that a lot of people are DevOps engineers, but all they do is doing, you know, CI/CD and creating pipelines for deployments. Sure, that's one kind of DevOps engineer, I guess. I have nothing against people doing that or companies using those definitions. It just, I think, is a matter of understanding what the role is about. For me, what I consider a good DevOps engineer is someone that, can do CI/CD, but can look beyond that, can see, you know, how the systems are operated in production, for example, and can see where the software comes from, and possibly is able to understand the, maybe not 100% of the programming that is behind that piece of software, but at least he knows how it works, again, how to operate that, have a general understanding of the company procedures and the company objectives, because you need that, in my opinion, to be able to be a good developer, a good DevOps person. So if you're if you're a developer and you want to switch more into DevOps, of course, you need to focus on tools, even though I said tools are the things that come last. But if a company want to hire you, you need to know the tools. And that, again, can be something like Kubernetes, or can be something like, you know, Azure DevOps and GitHub or whatever else for CI/CD. And that's more or less up to you, because it depends on what you want to focus your career on. But apart from the tools, you should have at least a good understanding of all processes. Because even if you focus only on CI/CD, you need to understand what processes are in place for your CI/CD. Because it's not that every time you receive somehow an artifact or a package, then you need to deploy it to production, for example, or, you know, and things like that. And the last thing I normally give as an advice is, just, even if you are just focusing on CI/CD, don't just create a pipeline to ship the product or to ship the service. Try to think on how you can make that better, how you can improve. That, in my opinion, is what DevOps people in general, whether a DevOps engineer, architect, whatever they are called, DevOps people should do, always continuous improvement on themselves, but also on the processes, on the tools. So how can I make things better, easier, more streamlined, and things like that, even if no one asks you to do it. But that's what, in my opinion, is your role.
Okay. I see. So I really get that, the bubble of tools, and also on top of the tools of the process culture. And the mindset is the mindset, how you make things continuously better. Yeah. So I wanted to ask another question about these ops. There are so many ops now today. ML ops, DevSecOps. Yeah. Are they also the DevOps, or are they the future of DevOps? What do you think?
They are different flavors of DevOps. I think the foundations should be the same. They are just applied to different things, because different areas may have a different needs or different requirements. Like doing DevOps for data is different than doing DevOps for code, right? Or is different, at least in the sense that they have different tools and processes may be different. May or may not depend on you know, how do you apply that. Same thing for MLOps. So they are, I think that DevOps is the general foundation, and then each one is a little bit more specialized in a specific area or scenario that you're trying to achieve.
Yes.
And they're not necessarily the future of DevOps. I believe that, as I said, DevOps is the foundation and should and will continue to evolve with different things, different technologies, different processes, and, you know, again, continuous improvement. And then there will still be always these different branches, if you will, dedicated to the different technology or area in which you have to apply them.
I see. I think you have also answered this in previous question, because it's also about the mindset. DevOps mindset in mind. Have you ever applied this kind of DevOps mindset in other areas? It's just as you said, you also do something even beyond technologies.
Yeah.
Did you also apply this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you, as always, when your mindset change, then it's difficult not to apply it everywhere, right? And sometimes it's not good. Like if you try to apply DevOps to relationships, few things may not work as you think or as you want to, but others do. Because if you think, for example, the continuous improvement, you can apply it to everything, right? You can apply it to every single layer of your life, whether it's work, whether it's hobbies, whether it's personal relationships. And the approaches can be also applied to many things, because if you can define processes for anything really, then you can, you know, do that thing using those processes. And then you can look back and see, okay, I did this and I achieved that. How can I get better? And get better can be, you know, how can I use less resources when I cook? Or how can I spend less time doing laundry? Or, you know, just doing basic examples or silly examples, but you can apply that everywhere. Obviously, the tools will be different, because for cooking, you use different tools than for doing laundry or than for personal relationships. But the concepts may be similar. And again, I'm not saying you need to be a nerd and do that in every single aspect of your life. But I did apply that in many different things. And at this point, I do it even subconsciously, because I don't have to think about it. It's already part of how I think. And that, going back to what Aaron was asking before, that probably is one of the secret recipes I have for my small success in the things I do.
Got it. Thank you, Dave. I start to think I have to really practice on my DevOps, and then I will start a marriage off maybe someday. And yeah, I think there's quite a lot. And
there's one more thing, yeah. I want to say about DevOps, if I may, and it's kind of going back to what you asked before about MLOps and DataOps, etc. There is something that is called DevSecOps, which is a definition that, if you look back, I've never used during this conversation, right? And the reason for that is because I really don't like how this has been kind of shared, right? Because if I talk about DevOps and then I talk about DevSecOps, it seems like they are two different things, right? So what DevSecOps is, in theory, is the applying security on top of DevOps and then using basically DevOps for applying security, right? In my opinion, that doesn't make sense, not because security is not important, but I mean, DevSecOps itself doesn't make sense as a definition, because in my opinion, security must be part of DevOps anyway. I don't need another definition. Security is super important, especially nowadays. So yeah, you want to call it DevSecOps? Cool, call it DevSecOps. But it's not something that is optional. It's not something that comes later. It's something that must be in DevOps. You always need to focus on security, as you need to focus on testing, as you need to focus on deploying and all the other stuff. That's something I'm really passionate about, because I see a lot of people saying, okay, we do DevOps, then we do DevSecOps next time. No, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah. I heard a lot about people saying, yeah, my role 2 years ago, DevOps, now I'm DevSecOps. It's like a progression default.
Yeah, and again, I understand that you need to prioritize things.
Yeah.
But security is important. You should always have it in mind when you develop, when you deploy, when you do everything.
Right. It couldn't eliminate, or you just couldn't take that out. Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you.